My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. Going to open up the Chucky Sports page now. Presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator. You can find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
All right. The Brandon Ayuk saga continues. Two teams kind of waiting his decision. So here's the latest. Brandon Ayuk, who of course is 26, holding out with the Niners, wants a new deal. The Niners have a deal on the table and they're waiting for him to accept it or shove it aside. And if he shoves it aside, the Niners and the Steelers reportedly, according to Ian Rappaport, have a deal on the table
that, let me ask you a question,
that would trade Ayuk to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, again, the Steelers would also have to have a deal in place because there's no point in trading for him unless you have a long-term deal so he can sign that. So there's two scenarios, and we're kind of waiting for Ayuk's decision.
I'm sure Pittsburgh's giving him the sort of the verbal outline of where they're willing to go,
mm-hmm.
and so that would help inform his decision. But beyond Brandon Ayuk, Jaden Daniels, does he have any boys on the team? I would think that would also factor in your decision. I kind of want to leave my boys. These are my guys. You know what I mean? Does he have any close buddies on the team?
No, who knows? I mean, I don't know if there's any Arizona State alums.
I know his boys with Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not the reason he would go.
Yeah, but it could keep
you. He's obviously got friends in the Niners.
Right, it could keep you. If they're just a few million here and there, and you know what? I really like these guys.
I mean, I don't know if that's why he's going to turn down any certain deal. I think he is going for the bottom line, and
I think the
possibly
line
the best situation, team situation too.
Steelers going for it though. The Steelers were 10-7 last year with quarterback issues. Who knows if Russell Wilson is going to work out? It's hard to project him being great again after the last couple of seasons didn't work out in Denver. But you add him to that receiving core. Him and George Pickens, that's a good one, too.
Sure. He makes any team's situation a great one, too. Everybody's one now becomes a two. You know?
Right.
Not just here. Anywhere.
But like you said, I mean, depends on what the financials are. He's not going to go to Pittsburgh if the financials are less than what San Francisco's offering.
I think he's going to go for the highest dollar value. I just wonder if there are other X factors. JP's wondering about winning. I'm wondering about relationships. We'll see. I think it's got to resolve in the next 48 hours.
I could be wrong. He's either going to stay in San Francisco or to Pittsburgh, but I would bet on stay in San Francisco.
If I had to bet, that's what I would bet too. But I would bet.
I mean, don't you think he makes his decision today?
I think within 48 hours.
I mean, we're just a few days away from the second preseason game.
Yeah.
Right?
Unless he just has, like, burned his bridges and he's sort of sick of everybody. But he's there in camp with them every day. He's watching them, you know. He's got to be dying to get out there, I would think, on some level. I don't know.
So the Commanders are out. It's not going to be the Commanders. I know that.
I think they've been out for a while.
Probably.
Verderam, whatever his name is, got me all excited the other day. But
sorry, he had mentioned the Commanders and the Steelers.
He said that he thought the Commanders made the most sense.
He's been a guest on this show for years. This is the most run he's ever got.
Well, he threw us in the mix on that.
Yeah.
So it got me a little bit sized. But I don't think we're in the mix.
Well, I mean, I think he was right. We had heard the Patriots too, and then they bowed out. But I think he was right. It's probably down to those two teams. But Adam Peters isn't willing to give up maybe what the Niners wanted. Right?
I don't think they ever have been, yeah.
So we'll wait and see what happens with Brandon Ayuk. I expect that decision. I mean, if you got two offers on the table, what are you holding out for? I mean, just decide on one and get into camp.
Mm-hmm.
Start playing. All right, so injuries popping up again. This one, a rookie quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, will have surgery on his right knee for a torn meniscus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure when he's going to have the surgery, but he'll be out for a while. What's torn meniscus? Is that usually 4 to 6 weeks?
6 weeks.
Mm. Kind of depends. It could be longer if they repair it, if they just shave it down. I've had
it could
4
be 2 weeks.
I currently have a torn meniscus. But yeah, if they just trim it, it could be 2 to 4 weeks. Yeah, they might want to shave it because they might want to repair it because he's young.
Mm-hmm.
It's better long term.
Well, I mean, the story that I read from CBS Sports said he could be out months.
Then he's probably repairing it.
They're probably going to repair it. Yeah.
It's a minor injury. It's not a big deal.
No. But you know, Sam Darnold's the guy you would expect. Maybe Darnold starts for the year, but you know, Sam Darnold's eventually going to lose that job to J.J. McCarthy.
Eventually.
And you would have thought and hoped, if you're a Vikings fan, that you would have saw McCarthy in the first month of the season.
Now it might be
October.
In the second half of that game against the Raiders, I know they were all backups and everything. He looked pretty good. He made some good throws.
Yep, most of the rookie quarterbacks look good.
I think he had an interception earlier in the second quarter, but in the second half, I saw 2 touchdown throws, and he looked pretty good.
He had a pick, but he finished with 2 touchdowns and almost 200 yards passing, 11 for 17. Quarterback rating was 117.
Yeah. No, he was effective.
It was a good opener, but he'll be sitting for 4 to 6 weeks, if not more. So talking about holdouts, you know, CeeDee Lamb's still holding out for the Cowboys, and Michael Parsons was asked about it yesterday, and he said, you know, obviously we do miss him. He's one of the best people you can have in the locker room, but he says, I guarantee you he'll be playing for the Dallas Cowboys on week 1.
What is the conventional wisdom on what Jerry's doing? Jerry's kind of been all over the place on this, right? Kind of initially he insinuated that kind of no big deal, and then he got kind of grilled for it, right? And then he had to say something to the effect of, we miss you, CD.
Yeah.
It
doesn't make much sense to me because you have to re-sign him. You can't let CD Lamb.
He's too good.
Yeah, you can't let him go. You can't trade him.
And Jerry's history is he typically always ends up signing these guys.
Yeah, I don't know what he's waiting for. Yeah.
If you were in their shoes, though, wouldn't you want to sign your quarterback first?
If you're sold on him.
Yeah, but I mean,
you let Dak go.
Dak's not holding out.
Cooper Rush.
I mean, Dak's going to play either way. I mean, it's not like he's holding out. CD's holding out.
Yeah, but that's the biggest money piece. They might have to pay him $65 million a year.
Yeah.
Well, maybe for a 2-year deal. I would be surprised if it was that high, but I don't know. Something's going to happen. I mean, CD eventually is going to get paid. I don't think Jerry Jones is going to go into the season without his best player.
It'd be crazy. I don't know why you just do it now. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
I mean, wasting time.
It's so stupid. All right, so we talked baseball, and the Nats beat the Orioles last night 9-3 up at Camden.
Is that 9th win for Jake Irvin? I think I saw that.
That's win number 9.
Yeah.
ERA 3.72. Trevor Rogers falls to 2-11. He said three starts with the Orioles. His ERA is 4.9 for the year, but 7.5 in his three starts with the Orioles. And the story is for the Nats, a couple of the young guys, well, actually three of the young guys really hit the ball. C.J. Abrams had three hits. He had been out a few games with back spasms, but he came back three hits, 3-for-4. James Wood, four hits, 4-for-5, hitting .283 now. That's his second four-hit game with the Nats. And then Andres Chaparro, who is a first baseman. He's a first baseman slash third baseman, corner infielder. But they acquired him before the deadline for Dylan Floro from the Diamondbacks. He comes in, his debut, his major league debut. So they just called him up. His first three hits were doubles. He goes 3-for-4. So they pounded out 14 hits up in Camden Yards.
They sent down a couple guys, right? I think they sent down two guys.
Yeah, Ramirez and who else did they send down? Well, Weems, or Jordan Weems, who's hadn't been pitching very well. They designated those guys for assignment. And they basically they're cut. But yeah, so James Wood, CJ Abrams, and Chaparro combined 10 hits last night.
And I saw the young guys on the farm in the last couple of days have been doing well, too. Dylan Cruz, staying hot. Brady House, all the way down to, like, single A.
Kind of just waiting for them to call those guys up. Yankees beat the White Sox. Of course, the White Sox beat the Yankees 12-2 a couple nights ago. But the White Sox, worst team in baseball, 29-92. But the story last night in a 4-1 win for the Yanks, Juan Soto, three bombs. His first three-home-run game as a pro.
He's going to get a fat contract.
He is going to get a fat contract, and we'll see.
What's the consensus? Just sort of Yankees, Mets?
Yeah, all the big dogs, Dodgers, Yankees, Mets.
Cubs involved? No. I mean, they're a big money team, but yeah.
I haven't seen their maybe, possibly. It'll be interesting to see if he gets to that $500 million mark. But three home runs for Juan Soto. The Phillies have lost five straight. They lost to the Marlins last night, shut out 5-0. So they're struggling a little bit. Still a sizable lead in the division. Valdez and I have a bet. As of this morning, he thinks the Red Sox will catch the Baltimore Orioles. They're six games back of the Orioles. Red Sox won last night 9-4, beat the Rangers at Fenway.
He's emotionally hedging. He doesn't even really realize. He's kind of, I know you believe it, but you're kind of emotionionally hedging.
I guess, but the rationale, actually, I think the rationale's there. It's not just, I want my team to finish ahead of them. I actually do think they will. They're going to skid.
Listen. I usually do the emotional hedge when I think I'm going to win too.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You know what I mean. I'm not going to do it if I think we're going to. I'm not going to bet unless I think I'm going to win.
Look, the Orioles' rotation, their pitching woes are certainly a concern, but it's not like the Red Sox have great pitching behind. After Tanner Houck, they've got guys who are okay. I mean, Cutter Crawford won last night, but his four starts prior, he's given up 24 runs. So it's not like the Red Sox starting pitching's great. And their lineup isn't as good as Baltimore's. And they're six games back. So
I like your side on it.
I still think the Orioles, I know they're struggling because of the injuries in the rotation, but I still think they're going to hold a six-game lead over the Red Sox. All right, the Dodgers beat the Brewers last night 7-2. And Ohtani hit another one. That's number 37.
He just murders the ball.
He's hitting almost 300.
When you watch the Ohtani home runs, they're different than most. I mean, him, Aaron Judge, they're like 100 feet past the fence.
Yeah, he just smokes
the
ball.
They're monsters.
It's ridiculous.
Is he the leading guy for MVP?
Yeah.
NL MVP.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be him and Judge. So the Yankees have a half-game lead over the Orioles. In the Central, the Guardians have a 3.5 game lead over the Twins. The Guardians have won four straight. Houston has a game and a half lead over Seattle. Houston's won seven straight. Alex Bregman hit his fourth consecutive home run last night. Philly, six game lead over the Braves. Like I've mentioned, the Phillies have lost four straight. Brewers up 7.5 on the Cardinals, sizable. Dodgers kind of hanging on in the West, 3.5 over both the Diamondbacks and the Padres.
Yeah, it was maybe a month or two ago, you said all these races were pretty much done in the divisions, and several of them have tightened up.
Well, obviously Seattle came back, or Houston came back on Seattle to take that lead, because Seattle
it's gotten tighter in the NL East, which you mentioned, tighter in the NL West, which you mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, the Dodgers 3.5, I think they'll be fine. But yeah, the Padres have been very hot, but Dodgers have been hot too. They've won 5 straight. But yeah, the one race right now that's going to be, it might come down to the last week, is AL East with the Yankees Orioles.
And then you didn't mention anything. I guess they say Connor's not going to fight in 2024. Did you see that, JP?
He says he wants to fight in December, but Dana White says Conor McGregor will not fight this year.
Right. It's kind of big news because people have kind of been expecting him to fight, right?
It's always something. The guy.
Yeah. It's always with him and John Jones.
I can't tell you the last time that Conor McGregor fought.
They might as well wait until he's right, because you're getting the sense it's the end. You know what I mean? Like, how many more times are you going to be able to sell a big Conor McGregor fight?
Yeah, the last time he fought was July of 2021, and then he was scheduled this year, June 29th. And, right. You know, it's just heartbreaking. They keep on pushing it back. When it wasn't June, it was supposed to be September, then it was supposed to be December 14th of this year. Really depressing.
Right.
Depressing.
Mike Barr's a big MMA mark.
Yeah.
Big UFC guy.
Don't let it affect you that much.
You take it seriously, Jake Paul's threatening to try to box in the Olympics in 2028?
No.
I don't know. I mean,
he can try. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like, I've doubted him basically all along the way, but he just keeps proving people wrong. I mean, he just keeps winning. So, I mean, granted, he hasn't fought like a top-tier boxer. The only time he fought a boxer was Tommy Fury, and he lost, but he's looked a lot better since then. So, I don't know. I mean, I never root for him. I'll say that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Right. Is he a bad guy?
I don't think so.
Who's the worst guy, Connor or Jake Paul?
Probably Connor McGregor.
Yeah, I mean, Connor's had a lot more legal issues. So probably Connor. Yeah.
He's had a lot of issues with, like, chicks.
Yeah, chicks, drugs.
The whole nine.
Run-ins with the laws.
Right,
Well, the way he acted in Roadhouse is probably the way he is. I mean, he's not a great actor, so I can't believe he was putting on a show. That's probably the way he is in real life.
I still can't believe they had a scene at the end where he's still alive.
Yeah.
I was long gone.
I like that movie, dude. He was fun. He stole the movie for me. Every time he was out there walking around butt naked, it just with his little cocky walk, I don't know, cracked me up.
Yeah, well, maybe there's another one. He walked out of the hospital.
I think there's supposed to be a Roadhouse 2. It killed.
Yeah, Roadhouse 3 maybe.
Yeah.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in a little bit later in the show. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, joins us at 9 o'clock here on The Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.